Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm going to backtrack quite a way to ask, why should we feel sad about the death of VHS as opposed to what we're seeing happen with DVDs becoming irrelevant now?
I think we should feel sad about VHS because it has the same nostalgic connection, I think, for many as vinyl did. And it's video when video was introduced in terms of its magnetic media, it really shook up the industry. And it was probably, I think, one of the first physical mediums that had been introduced as opposed to film. So it kind of, in a sense, revolutionised the film and television industry many years back. And so I think when you get to the perceived death of something like that, naturally there's going to be a lot of nostalgia surrounding the physicality of the medium.
Mm. Well, I suppose we're seeing a resurgence of cassettes at the moment, which I personally equate in my mind to VHSs. So maybe VHSs will keep on kicking around. Are there any advantages of physical media over digital media?
Well, I think that the problem, I think VHS may still kick around, but the problem is that there won't be the decks to actually really play them. And they might play them in, for small use, but if you're looking at something, to place something a lot, that a VHS deck would not be able to be replaced because you wouldn't have the skill base to fix the machine, replace heads and things like that. And probably, arguably the same might be with cassette tapes. So I don't know if there is advantages per se other than your full nostalgia for kitsch value. It's not particularly reliable medium anymore if it's not stored correctly and all the rest. I mean, essentially, you could lose the stuff. And also, again, you're not going to really be able to play these tapes anymore.
Mm. Well, in the digital versus physical media argument, with visual media and film and movie streaming and TV show streaming and things like that, are the TV and visual streaming services and the physical services at each other's throats like we see in the music industry?
I think we've just moved on. We're in a world of... I don't think that the competition's there because I don't think it can be. I think that we are in the digital information age. And so the question's about access. People want access to things. So whilst... I just don't think that it's a debate anymore because it's... Digital has revolutionised the way that we consume media. So, of course, it's a conversation about sustainability of things. It's a conversation about how you can access things, we can make it viable for filmmakers, with piracy or, with streaming fees and all of those kind of things. And I don't have answers for those things. But, I don't know if there can be a war because I think, in a sense, we're past that, that the tension may have been there, but it can't exist anymore because you can't really play this stuff.
Mm. Mm. I was speaking to somebody about music streaming recently, and they said that they're not a fan because it feels like they do stream music, but it feels like eating fast food versus going to a restaurant. Do you think that streaming there's been a lot of debate about it with music, but do you think that streaming film changes the actual worth of the media and how we interpret it as a viewer?
It's a really good question. I think that in a sense we can disregard content and because we chew through it so quickly. But I don't... I personally don't know if it changes... it's such a hard question. Part of me says yes, the other part says no, because, I want to, because it's the ease of access.
Mm.
I don't know about you, but it's hard to go and get a DVD these days. And to just stream something, paid for, is easy. And it's just as pleasurable, it's just as fun. But of course, I still loved to, you know, spend hours in the DVD, and, you know, certainly for me and my age, you know, go and spend hours searching for VHS videos in the beginning. But that's changed. I'll still do the same with, say, Netflix, where I'll be, you know, going through each genre, each category to find that right film. Does it satisfy me in the moment? You know, that's arguable. That's subjective.
Mm. Well, yeah, I certainly remember that feeling of spending hours in the video store trawling through titles. And I do the same thing online now, I suppose.
Yeah.
I definitely think that streaming has changed the bingeability of TV shows. And it seems that a lot of things are being manufactured now for bingeability.
Absolutely. And I think that is potentially a societal concern, the way that we consume media, and probably, you know, the argument with music, it's the same. You know, like we don't probably care for it as much because it's so easily available, so ready. We can disregard with little attention and thought, or we can spend hours getting lost in this stuff where perhaps we couldn't have before. But yeah, I think it's too late. Like it's all going too fast. I don't know if we have any control over that per se.
Well, that's a little bit of a doom and gloom, but I suppose that's reality. Well, a final question for you. Do you think that things like the VHS are truly dead and buried, or do you think there might be a revival in the future, or there's always going to be ongoing interest in physical media?
I think there's always going to be ongoing physical interest in media in terms of what it offers as an analysis of how we've changed and grown, you know, in terms of technology. But I think it's going to always be very, very kitsch. And, you know, for me, and also the limits will be that we won't have the ability to play this stuff. So as a physical object, I think it will always sustain interest. As to what's on there, the question will be, well, can you actually still view that? I don't know. And so if you've got VHSs, you know, in your cupboards, I would suggest that you go and get them digitised straight away, because you may lose that stuff in the next 10 years. You won't be playable. But you could certainly build an art object out of it. You could hang it from the ceiling. You could make a VHS bookshelf. I don't know, you know, but there's lots of sort of fun ways I think you can repurpose the physicality of the medium. But remember, we're talking about, you know, what's on it. And if we're concerned about what's on it, then I think that we do need to digitise.
Mm. Well, it's funny you say that. I remember walking into a pop-up store a few months ago and seeing that they had old VHS cases stapled up all over the walls. And I thought, my word, is that where we've come to, that VHS is that far in the past that it's now like a kitsch thing already?
It is. It absolutely is. And you're right. It's only 20 years, isn't it? I mean, I was making my first films. I was mastering on VHS in 1996. So...
yeah, I mean, I still remember having a DVD player when I was in a VHS player in primary school, sorry. So, there you go. It's definitely not been that long. Well, Donna, thanks very much for joining me this morning to have a chat about this.
Thanks for the opportunity.